We are bored. We're all bored now. But has it ever occurred to you, Wally, that the process that creates this boredom that we see in the world now may very well be a self-perpetuating, unconscious form of brainwashing created by a world totalitarian government based on money? And that all of this is much more dangerous than one thinks? And it's not just a question of individual survival, Wally, but that somebody who's bored is asleep, and somebody who's asleep will not say no. See, I keep meeting these people. I mean, just a few days ago, I met this man that I greatly admire. He's a Swedish physicist, Gustav Bjornstrand, and he told me that he no longer watches television, he doesn't read newspapers, and he doesn't read magazines. He's completely cut them out of his life because he really does feel that we're living in some kind of Orwellian nightmare now, and that everything that you hear now contributes to turning you into a robot.
This is Smithers Community Radio. You're listening to Mind Funnel.
I'm talk to you the way you do to you. I put their teeth through. Love yourself. And that's what they do. The bastards make you not want to look like you. So you pay through the nose to look like someone else. Or the widows on the shelf. Love yourself, love yourself, love yourself.
Good evening, everybody, my friends, Smithers, and Canada-wide, coming to you from the traditional territory of the Wet'suwet'en peoples, unceded Gidimden territory. Once again, thanks for tuning in to Mind Funnel. I am Tor Bjorn, coming to you from the CICK train car in Smithers. Got a playlist for you that I put together and called it Angsty Self-Empowerment, and it's got a lot of punk rock. I'll be the first person to admit that the my playlists can be pretty nostalgic. It's kind of why I started this show. I just wanted to give listeners a sort of venture into the music I listen to and why I like it. And of course, that dates back to my late teens and 20s and all the way up to today. I mean, I have to play a mix of new music and Canadian music there, so that's a big sort of discovery process for me too. And this is my 9th show, coming up on 10, the big intro to double digits coming up soon. I don't know what I'm putting together for that show, but it's gonna be fun. So we started there, the intro Push Loop with George Orwell. After that was Initiate with Waste Your Life. That's a hardcore band out of California. I like that one. The Initiate came in strong. That's a female vocalist. What is her name again? Crystal Pak. She is half Korean, half Chilean. And she's got some angsty vocals. I thought my theme today is sort of empowering yourself and sort of expressing your anger. And that first song is sort of don't waste your life trying to bring me down. Too strong for you, she says. The second song after that was Idols with Television. Pretty cool British band, sort of post-punk, protest punk band out of United Kingdom. I forgot to do my explicit content warning, but now you've heard it. You've heard the F-bomb the F word a couple times. That's fine. You're still here. So, yeah, just listener advisory. This is punk rock and hardcore after all. You might blast your ears a bit. And hey, if it offends you, it's great. We've done our job. All right, let's continue. I have some new Canadian music coming up in this show. After a couple songs, the Dead Drops out of Barrie, Ontario. And I've got a little bit of information about their new EP and the song that they've shared with me. But first, a little bit of Death by Stereo.
Red!
All right, that was Frank Carter and the Rattlesnakes with Modern Ruin, and before that, Death by Stereo with Death Conspiracy. Really like Death by Stereo. That's another band out of, I don't think I'm talking loud enough. That's another band out of California putting out some pretty angsty hardcore. It's kind of my jam. that was actually what sort of inspired this playlist. I always have this story about a friend of mine in university thinking that because I listened to hardcore music, I was too angsty and I got a little defensive. Today I say, let's embrace that angst. Life's tough. Nothing's perfect. Let's be a bit angsty and let's make music about it. So like I said, I wanted to introduce this band, The Dead Drops. They just put out their first EP and it's up on Spotify. It's The Dead Drops. And so I listened to the album the other day. And so the reason I was interested in sharing some of their music, not only do I like the band and I think they have a really cool sort of punky and I don't know what surf rock sound, but my friend of mine from Victoria, he's in Ontario now, obviously, Lyndon, he's the drummer of this band, and he's just trying to get some listens out there, and so I went through the album and tried to pick a song that I thought would fit well in my playlist, and I got this song called Pull the Brake and Run, and I asked Lyndon to send me a little sound clip about what the song was about, and I wanted to hear from them, and this is Catherine, the vocalist, talking a bit about what this song, Pull the Brake and Run, is about. Now let me see, make sure I can get this audio working. Testing.
So I joined this band with three guys who had been playing together for a little while, and they had written and recorded the instrumental parts for a bunch of songs. They were looking for someone to add vocals to the songs. So I'm listening to all these songs, and this one in particular had this kind of rhythm that reminded me of Trains. And so what I came up with for this song was just a few different thoughts on Trains. So the first verse is about backpacking in Europe, and the second verse is a true story about how my grandparents fled Soviet-occupied Hungary in 1956 by taking the train to the border with Austria and running across the border in the middle of the night. And the third verse is more of a metaphor for how you might feel like you are on a track heading in one direction, but you don't have to be. And that's the story behind Pull the Brake and Run.
Awesome. So without further ado, let's get the audio going on The Dead Drops. Enjoy.
Turns breathing five aside, shirts clinging to the backs of bodies trying to survive in view of
come so far. Today the snow began to fall. Cuddling together, just trying to stay warm. It's time to take advantage in the turmoil of the storm.
Judges life by what he sees in other people's eyes. The decisions that you cast affect the outcome of your game. And the only person's gonna think about you is the one that's standing in your shoes.
He's not alone now. He's echoed up the stories written all along the city walls. Dignity.
awesome. Those last two songs were Raise Fist with They Can't Keep Us Down and Friends and Traitors. Before that was Strung Out with Monster and Somnambulance. And of course, before that, you heard the Dead Drops. Happy to share that new release from the Dead Drops there. The background here, you're listening to Face to Face, I'm Trying. The song also brings back a lot of memories for me in my senior year. I played bass in a band. We were called the Edgar Allan Hoes, and we covered Face to Face, we covered Rancid, NOFX, and this one just brings back some chuckling memories for me. I like to chuckle back on my teen years, you know, like I'm just thinking about this lyric in this song that goes something like, what is it, 17 and high, never even had something tried, guess I never had a chance. I'm sorry, I ruined the lyric there, but basically about 17 and never had a chance, and things are just terrible. You know, not true in my case. I was probably like angrily carving that into my desk while my mom was trying to make me do homework. That's kind of the song flashing through my head is, you know, I don't even have a chance, Mom. I don't know what's wrong. Again, you're listening to Mind Funnel, your journey into punk, hardcore, metal, and other stuff. My name is Torbjorn, and we have to thank a sponsor here. So thank you to Mountain Eagle Books, one of our longtime sponsors on 3rd Ave. Mountain Eagle Books has a whole schwack of old used books. Go look through their stuff, have a coffee there, take in the atmosphere. Smells like, not like Teen Spirit, but incense in there, very kind of crystally. Go check it out. Right off the bat, you got me feeling away. For real, I don't know what to say. It still seems to be bugging me. Yeah, love the fucking noise. Most cats are still back at the start and get waiting on someone to say it's okay hard to run a race when you don't even have your laces on. Pause for a second. Look at the beast basking in radiation. These nerds deserve to step off a curb and meet metal more impatient. I'm sorry, my bad. Sometimes I just spaz, get lost in my head and start lashing out like a belt and a stepdad. Some scars you can see, but others you can't. The deeper the darker poison eagle water, not one of us ever really stood a chance.
Shout to Johnny Law, to all my hooligans in this polluted room. My friend the time has finally come to show what matter runs on through the dip. Catch a beating, catch a feeling, catch a feeling, catch a feeling. Moving like a just we keep it moving like DiCaprio. Behavior thug is shaded, a love it underground, or a puppet. Everybody's gonna dance and run away. Waves all come head up on this place to the ground. Yeah, fill up another cup, let's disrupt the function. If it's me,
function. I gotta get away. Together, we disrupt the function.
I gotta get away. I gotta get away. I gotta get away.
Yeah.
We'll be right back. wolf's tooth.
Awesome. So you just heard Mutoid Man with Call of the Void. Before that, the sort of ska-like song was Get Dead with Disruption. That's some new music out of Get Dead, actually. I just discovered them. That's Get Dead, that album anyway. I'm not sure about all the music. It is produced by Fat Mike out of NoFX, and I just heard an interview with Fat Mike talking about producing and contributing to that album. So I gave it a shot, and I really like that Disruption song. It's kind of a cool ska thing. Kind of throws me back to a bit of a Rancid feel with the vocals, especially. Actually, my last song on this playlist is Rancid, If We Get There. And yeah, that's it. Mutoid Man and Get Dead. So, you know what the Call of the Void is? A song called Call of the Void. It's a term that I really like. It's that sort of it's that impulse to sort of hurl yourself into a void, that being death. You know, this is nothing to do with like suicide ideation, but more like, you know, what would happen if I drove off this cliff? Would I die quickly? Would anyone notice? The kind of crazy urge. Sometimes you're like, oh, I could easily jump off this building. The French have a word for it. It's French call it l'appel de vide. Also, I think just the call of the void. Anyway, yeah, sometimes we get the call of the void, but here we are listening to music instead. So keep on keeping on, people. You got this. We'll be right back. Awesome. Thank you, The Bronx. The Bronx with Between the Desert and the Sky. Before that was Death by Stereo, One-Legged Man in an Ass-Kicking Contest. No one works as hard as a one-legged man in an ass-kicking contest. That is probably the truth. So we got a couple more songs lined up for you here, and that'll wrap it up for tonight's Mind Funnel. Thank you for tuning in Mondays at 8 on CICK 93.9 FM, Smithers Community Radio. And we're going to wrap it up here with a couple of songs from Propagandhi out of Winnipeg, and then AFI lined up, A Fire Inside, and I think we might have time for those that Rancid song as we fade out. So once again, I'm Torbjorn. Thanks for tuning in to Mind Funnel.
They called here to tell me that you're finally dying through a veil of childish cries. Southern Manitoba, prairies pulling at the handling of your bad disguise. So why were you so anchorless? A boat abandoned in some backyard, anchorless. A small town that you lived and died in. Got an armchair from your family home. Got your P.G. Woodhouse novels.
Mechanic virus and erase the memory of machines that maintain this capitalist dynasty. And yes, I recognize the irony. The system I oppose affords me the luxury of biting the hand that feeds. That's exactly why privileged fucks like me should feel obliged to whine and kick and scream. Yeah, till everyone has everything they need.
Mm-hmm. Took the 60 bus out of downtown Campbell, Benzonato. He was on there, he was waiting for me. While the punk rockers and the moon stompers were out on the corners where they're sparing for change. I started thinking, you know, I started drinking. I don't really remember too much of that day. Something struck me funny when we ran out of money. Where do you go now when you're only 15? With the music execution and the talk of revolution. The roots are radicals. Give them the boot. You know I'm a radical. Give them the boot. The roots are ringing on my stereo. The radio is playing Desmond Dekker. We're singing on the 43 buses. We climb up the